Thank you, Sam. The final set of news stories for today's recording begin with one about the first female boss of the Red Arrows display team. A former fast jet pilot based at RAF Marham is the new boss of the legendary Red Arrows and the first woman to take up the honour. Wing Commander Sasha Nash has taken over as commanding officer of the display team, which is based at RAF Waddington in Lincolnshire. "This is a career opportunity of a lifetime," she said. "If someone had told me 20 years ago that one day I'd be commanding officer of the Red Arrows, I don't think I would have believed it." Wing Commander Nash, who dreamed of joining the RAF and flying fast jets since she was 6 years old, and began her operational career in 2006 when she flew Tornado aircraft as part of the Norfolk-based 31 Squadron, completing tours of Afghanistan supporting coalition ground troops. She then went on to become a flying instructor, teaching the next generation of fast jet pilots at RAF Linton-on-Ouse, followed by a posting to the combat air desk at Air Command and a tour of as a squadron commander at Royal Air Force Officer Training Academy. On promotion to wing commander, she worked as chief of staff in the display wing headquarters, working alongside the Battle of Britain Memorial Flight and the Red Arrows.
A banknote from Norwich in the 1820s will go under the hammer this month. Stanley Gibbons Baldwin's is holding a British and World banknotes auction on January the 29th. And among the offerings is a £10 note issued by the now defunct Norwich and Swaffham Bank in 1823. The Norwich and Swaffham Bank was founded in 1795 by Messrs. Day, Dalton and Day, but it failed in 1825. This particular note features an image of Swaffham Buttercross. There's also a large bankruptcy notice circular stamp dated January 1826 and an official stamp stating that the first dividend was 10 shillings. The note is estimated to sell for between £40 and £60. A spokeswoman for the auction house said, "Provincial banknotes are a real and tangible link with the past. Virtually every English city and town had a local bank that issued its own series of promissory notes."
A blue plaque to celebrate the founder of the International Club is to be installed in the city centre. The commemorative plaque dedicated to Louis Marchese is placed on Cinema City on St Andrew Street, as planners have given the green light. Louis Marchese was the founder of the Round Table, Great Britain and Ireland, a charitable organisation for young men set up in Norwich in 1927. The first table meetings were held at Cinema City site, formerly known as Suckling Hall. He set up the organisation after hearing the then Prince of Wales say young men in Britain should sit round a table, round table, adopt an idea, adapt it and improve it. Over the radio, Mr. Marchese was a local business owner and a member of Norwich Rotary Club. He felt there was a need for a club aimed at the younger businessmen in Norwich and enforced a retiring age of 40 from the round table. The club motto is Adopt, Adapt and Improve.
Tributes have poured in for a dedicated firefighter who devoted his life to the memory of his son after he died whilst in service during a thatched roof pub fire. William Betts, who died this month aged 98, started working at Wroxham Fire Station in 1942 during the Second World War. His son, Christopher, followed in his footsteps and was also based at Wroxham, but lost his life in the fire at the Checkers pub in Hainford near Norwich in 1987. Christopher became the first firefighter to be honoured by a red plaque in his memory. William was presented with a Long Service and Good Conduct Medal by the Lady Dannett MBE, Lord Lieutenant of Norfolk, last summer for his time in the service, and joined his family for the unveiling of a red plaque at the Checkers pub in honour of his son Christopher in December. William celebrated his 98th birthday 10 days later by taking a flight in a Spitfire, his age not affecting his spirit of adventure.
One of the world's biggest indoor vertical farms near Norwich has won international recognition for its commitment to sustainable food production. Fisher Farms has been awarded LEAF LEAF Mark accreditation for its £30 million facility at the Food Enterprise Park at Easton. It grows leafy greens and herbs on stacked trays within biosecure climate-controlled growing tunnels, completely free from pesticides, herbicides, or insecticides. The system uses a tiny fraction of the water and land used by traditional farming, with the 4-acre site estimated to produce the equivalent output of 1,000 acres of conventional farmland. Fisher Farms said the accreditation marks an important milestone for the company and its Norwich farm, which opened in 2023 and represents a key part of Fisher Farms' long-term vision for resilient, low-impact food production.
And finally, a ferret has been on the loose on the city streets. Yes, an unusual pet has been reunited with its owner after being found roaming the city's streets. Noodle, a pet ferret, performed an escape from its home into the depths of Magdalen Street, giving Lisa Cave quite a fright on a quiet Sunday evening. Miss Cave, who was strolling along the street at about 6:30, said she spotted a strange white thing scurrying around. She said, "At first I thought it was a rat, and then I thought, well, it couldn't be a rat, so decided it was probably a rabbit or a ferret." Miss Cave, who lives in Munsley, said she decided to be brave and pick the animal up. And then she met a pair of lifesavers who were wandering down Magdalen Street, and she said this sweet couple were just walking by. I explained what happened, and they took Noodle under their wing. The ferret was checked over at Taverham Vets and reunited with its owner, Gabe Lincoln, after being shared on Facebook.
We've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you've enjoyed it. As usual, we remind you that when you have finished with a recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick and drop it in a postbox. Don't forget that you do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postage service is free.
Our thanks go to the whole team of more than a dozen loyal volunteers who've produced today's edition. The editor was Ian Gorst. The sound recordist was Simon Pitt. Remember to keep listening for this month's edition of Just Talk, which follows on from us. But if you'd like to let us know anything about the items you've heard today, what you've enjoyed or not, as the case may be, you can call us on 01603 765 365. Again, that's Norwich 765 365. And that's also the number if you'd like to come to our AGM on the 18th of March. The office is not staffed every day, so if there's no reply, do leave a message on the answer phone and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. You can also send us an email at contact@cbtn.org.uk. And with that, it's time to go. We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Chatterbox. So from me, John, and from Marianne, it's goodbye.